Sharper Point Commentary, presented by Schwartz Laser Eye Center.
Yeah, even though 64% of voters who responded to an NBC News poll rated their level of interest in this year's election at a 9 or a 10, that's the lowest percentage in almost 20 years. So what gives? And are voters in Arizona more or less engaged than the rest of America? Well, if you believe our very unscientific poll that we posted on social media yesterday, Arizonans are more interested. We asked on the AZ Morning News page on X, what is your own interest level? And 72% said, I'm paying attention. 16% said, there's an election. And 12% said, I'm waiting. Arizona political consultant and expert Stan Barnes told us this morning that there is a bit of voter burnout. And how couldn't there be with what seems to be a 24/7 election coverage cycle that includes so many of our friends who can't stop talking about politics constantly in person and on Facebook? But Stan says high burnout will not equal low turnout.
Personally, I think turnout's going to be high.
Could turnout be boosted when the 12% of folks who told us that they are waiting finally get engaged in the 2024 election? I'm wondering if they're waiting for all the drama from the 2020 and the 2022 elections to die down before they invest in the 2024 election drama. And if so, a ray of sunshine may be peeking through. The U.S. Supreme Court yesterday declined to hear an appeal brought by Republican U.S. Senate candidate Carrie Lake in a case where she was hoping to block the use of Arizona's election tabulation machines, the machines that count the votes. She wants hand counting of ballots only, which sounds like a great plan until you learn what former Secretary of State senior election analyst and ABC News data analyst Garrett Archer told me on the AZ Political Podcast.
Hand count vote centers in a county the size of Maricopa is nearly impossible. The amount of people they would have to hire and on a fairly temporary basis, we're talking tens, almost hundreds of thousands of people just to be trained to count.
Of course, many of Lake's followers insist that all those votes that get hand counted would have to be finished being counted by the end of election night. Another impossibility. Because let's be honest, if we hand count all the ballots, that means we won't get election results until probably the 2026 elections. You want to talk about voter election burnout.